Very competitive indeed. Everything counts in large amounts. Depeche Mode. Before that, Ballyhoo, Man on the Moon, and Yazoo. Don't go. Well, don't. It's news time. It's the 8 o'clock news on Wild Coast Radio. In your top stories at this hour, Minister Steenhuisen wants schools to introduce learners to agriculture. Lieutenant General Makhwanazi will appear before Parliament's ad hoc committee. And Deputy Minister Sabir says workers must always return home safe. The Minister of Agriculture, John Steenhuisen, says schools should introduce programs that will connect learners to the soil. Members of Parliament debated the importance of food security in the National Assembly yesterday. The Minister told the House that it is important for South Africa to promote indigenous crops for agriculture production. A KwaZulu-Natal Police Commissioner, Lieutenant General Nhlanhla Makhwanazi, will return to Parliament's ad hoc committee today. The committee was established to investigate the allegations of police collusion with criminals that Makhwanazi made last year. Makhwanazi also alleged that his ranking politicians were also working, or rather his policemen were also working with criminals. He will be the committee's last witness before it concludes its work. Meanwhile, the KwaZulu-Natal provincial government wants Makhwanazi to be reinstated as provincial police commissioner. Makhwanazi's term in the position comes to an end at the end of this month. The provincial government has asked Police Commissioner General Fani Masemola to expedite the process of reinstating Makhwanazi as provincial police commissioner. Premier Ntuli has praised Makhwanazi for his efforts in fighting crime. He says he deserves a second term. Limpopo has successfully separated its co-joined twins. The doctors at the Mahoneng Hospital worked for over 8 hours to separate the babies yesterday. They were born in late January to a 29-year-old mother. The leader of the operation, Professor Nchowero, says the surgery was complex. The Department of Labor and Employment says workers have the right to remain home safe and healthy after work. The department held the Occupational Health and Safety Conference 2026 in Gauteng yesterday. Deputy Minister Jomo Sabir says workers should not go home injured or ill after a working day. He told the conference that safe and healthy conditions are not optional but a fundamental human right. The deputy minister says employers have a constitutional responsibility to protect workers from occupational injuries and disease. International news. Nigeria's President Bola Tinubu is expected to meet England's King Charles today. Tinubu is on his first state visit to England. This is the first state visit by a Nigerian president to the former colonial power in 4 decades. The two countries are major trade partners, and many Nigerians now reside in London. Financials. Gold selling at $4,982.46 a fine ounce. A barrel of Brent, $100.97. The US dollar, R16.66. The British pound, R22.26. And the euro, R19.22. A Bitcoin, $74,246.41. And that's all for this bulletin. Also wrapping the Wednesday edition of the Wild Coast Wake Up. Have a great day wherever you are in Wild Coast country. And looking forward to chatting again tomorrow morning. Have a good one. Bye.
From the Wild Coast to the world, Wild Coast Radio.
To the light, we live till we die. Oh. Coast Radio.